Let's turn now to Venezuela, where people are reacting to President Trump's meeting this week with opposition leader Juan Guaido. The meeting with Trump has been a long-sought goal of Guaido's. He's trying to drum up international support for his claim as Venezuela's rightful president. At President Trump's State of the Union address, Guaido was a guest of Trump's, and at least there, he seemed to get that recognition.
Here this evening is a very brave man who carries with him the hopes, dreams, and aspirations of all Venezuelans. Joining us in the gallery is the true and legitimate president of Venezuela, Juan Guaido. Mr. President.
It was one of the rare bipartisan moments of the night. You can hear both Republicans and Democrats cheering. With us to talk about how all of this is being received in Venezuela is Emiliana Duarte. She's a freelance journalist in Caracas. Welcome.
Hi, Tanya. Thank you for having me.
And Emiliana, we had you on the show back in October. You were describing in great detail the impacts of inflation there, how a box of Cheerios costs about $15, and how at the time Guaido's support was waning because people were growing frustrated that he wasn't able to oust the current leftist president, Nicolas Maduro. Fast forward to this week, how are people reacting to Guaido's visit with President Trump?
Well, Guaido's meeting with Trump came at the end of a very high-profile tour that had him going to Europe and finally Washington, D.C. So there was a lot of expectation and speculation about whether or not this meeting at the White House was going to happen. So I think it definitely emboldened the opposition that had been growing frustrated and fatigued after a year of not being able to see results. And also definitely is a morale boost for Guaido at a moment when he really needed it after having been shut out of the National Assembly by the Maduro government ever since the beginning of this year.
But you've also expressed doubts that anything will actually come from Guaido's visit here other than optics for both politicians. Guaido, as we know, is looking for legitimacy wherever he can get it. And Trump is looking for political points, especially in South Florida, where there is a big Venezuelan community there. Guaido was actually in Miami holding a rally there. Some 3,000 people just a few days ago were in attendance. But with all of that said, I'm just wondering from you, what do you think is at the top of Guaido's wish list?
Well, regime change has been his main goal ever since he became interim president last year. But there is also the need for the U.S. and other countries to continue to help with the Venezuelan humanitarian crisis, as well as the refugee crisis in other countries.
I want to ask you about that, because the last time we spoke, grocery store shelves were largely empty, and so many Venezuelans were fleeing. There was just actually an article in the New York Times recently saying that Venezuela's capital is actually booming now. Can you tell us what you're seeing?
Yes. After years of empty supermarket shelves, at the end of last year, supermarket shelves once again were full of products. And this is attributed to a liberalization or a relaxing of strict controls that Maduro held over the economy for the past two decades.
To that point, though, about Maduro's hold, I mean, we're saying that this is all thanks to him liberalizing the economy somewhat. Do you think that it makes it harder for Guaido to make his case that Maduro must go?
I believe that it will certainly serve to demobilize people. Ever since Guaido started his journey to oust him last year, we would see rallies of hundreds of thousands of people in the capital whenever he would hold political meetings. And it just seems harder now that at least the capital of Venezuela is awash in dollars, and there's so much economic activity, or at least an impression of economic activity or prosperity once again happening. I find it difficult to see how he can get those numbers of people out on the street protesting once again.
Yeah. You know, Emiliana, this is a theoretical question, but if Trump were to put military assistance on the table, how do you think Venezuelans would feel about that?
I think the Venezuelan opposition is just desperate. I mean, it has to be said that every single institutional channel for the past 10 years has been exhausted, and there's really no access to democracy or or a regime change through elections. So at this point, the prospect of a military intervention, I think, is more symbolic of how people have lost hope in the possibility of an internal solution to the Venezuelan political conflict.
That's Emiliana Duarte. She's a freelance journalist in Caracas who's been following the political situation closely. Emiliana, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Tanya.